Today marks the 13th day of Santa Rosa immigration attorney Rick Koshner's hunger strike, protesting what he calls overzealous cooperation between the Sonoma County Jail and the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. But he's more focused on a different number.
70 people every month are turned over to ICE from our jails. Statistics from ICE show that 72.5% of them have no felonies and two or fewer misdemeanors on their records. That means close to 70 families being torn apart for no criminal reason.
In the absence of a coherent national immigration policy, Koshner says, local law enforcement has been drafted into a federal program called Secure Communities. This requires the jail to notify ICE when a new arrival's fingerprint check identifies them as a criminal alien, someone with a history of previous convictions, arrests, or other activities that have caught the attention of Homeland Security. That much is mandatory under current law. But Koshner charges that Sonoma County's jail staff takes matters significantly farther. For instance, by carrying out a directive that was part of California's anti-immigrant Proposition 187, long after that measure has been struck down by the courts.
One of the provisions in the law would have made it mandatory for local law enforcement agencies to investigate the immigration status of any person they suspected might be here illegally. That part, too, was struck down in 1995 by the federal court. And yet, just until 2008, possibly even later, our local law enforcement seemed to believe that that was the law. It's not the law, and they've been operating under a misunderstanding that they have a legal requirement to report to ICE when they have no such requirement.
As recently as last Friday night, he continues, an undocumented young woman was arrested near Sebastopol for driving without a license, a misdemeanor. At 9 p.m., her family was told she could be bailed out for $2,000. But when they arrived at the jail the next morning with the funds, bail was no longer an option. ICE had placed a hold on her.
We know from the family that this young woman never had any contact with Homeland Security. Her fingerprints are not in a Homeland Security database. So the problem was not Secure Communities. It was some optional communication between jail staff and ICE that led to the placement of this hold.
It is cases like this, Koshner says, that drove him to begin his protest fast, drinking only water and juices now for nearly 2 weeks. It comes after multiple meetings, petitions, a year-long review by the county's Commission on Human Rights, even a lawsuit. And his goal remains a straightforward plea.
Please investigate, look into this, find out why the jail staff are calling ICE when they don't have to under state or federal law. There's no requirement for that. They're being overzealous in immigration enforcement when it's not their role.
As committed to this cause as he is, Koshner is equally committed to his clients and says he's willing to break his fast, if necessary, to remain an effective advocate for them in a series of upcoming hearings. Meanwhile, he's hoping his example will inspire others to take up his call to the county board.
We hope to show the Board of Supervisors that it's not just non-voting undocumented immigrants who care about this issue. There are voting, established people in the community who care deeply, whose neighbors and friends and family members are affected by this and really want the supervisors to do something.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.